Jesus. Amen. If you'd mark hymn 633, please. Hymn 633. Just have that ready to go because periodically we will sing stanzas of that hymn. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The grave could not hold him, although they tried to put him in a full Nelson. The grave and death tried to devour Paschal Lamb Jesus, tried to gobble him up. They sunk their teeth in deep. But what happened? Death and the grave choked on the Lamb. The Passover flesh of Jesus was too toxic for death. Death and the grave had to cough up Jesus. Death has forever lost its grip on Jesus and therefore also on you. For Jesus died and he rose for all of you, for your salvation. His victory over death is your victory over death. Passover Lamb Jesus has been sacrificed, his body roasted on the altar of the cross in the red-hot wrath of God against all sin. His Passover Lamb blood has been shed. Well, what does this mean? Here's the so what. Sin no longer condemns you then. Sin's power has been spent instead on the Passover Lamb Jesus. His resurrection is the loud proclamation that his victory over sin is done, and that salvation for you has been achieved, and that the power of death has been broken. All that was given to Mark today in holy baptism, Jesus won for him. He gave it to you today, and he delivered it with his promises. And Mark, today at the font, you were buried with Christ through baptism into his Good Friday death, so that just as Jesus was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, now you can live a new life. And now today, brothers and sisters, the feast, the Passover Lamb's body and blood, for us to eat and drink, for our joy, for our forgiveness, the medicine of immortality. We sing stanzas 1 and 2. Yes, indeed, the Lord Jesus has offered his body and blood into death as the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Today, the Passover Lamb feeds us from his Good Friday sacrifice. And so, brothers and sisters, the angel of death has passed over you. Death must put away its sword, for you are covered in the blood of the Lamb. Jesus bloodies now not doorposts or doorframes, but instead your bodies. Drink of it, all of you, he said. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. And now the Lamb leads us, his new Israel, as the Good Shepherd from Satan's Egyptian captivity of death through the Red Sea of our baptisms and through the wilderness of this world to the promised land of heaven. And along the way, his supper is the manna from heaven from which the baptized may eat and not die. Yes, indeed, he provides. Stanzas 3 and 4. Yes, indeed, Jesus has conquered death and hell for you, brothers and sisters. And now you have life. You have life in his name. The grave could not hold Jesus, nor will it hold you because of Jesus. Because as scripture says, Jesus is the first fruits of them that sleep. Your bodies too then will be raised on the last day, and they will be raised imperishable. In power they will be raised into a spiritual body, that is, a Holy Spirit-filled body, raised to perfection without any kind of sin. The way God created Adam and Eve in the beginning. So do not be afraid. Jesus is risen. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. All of your sin is forgiven, and now everything has changed. As scripture teaches, anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old has passed away. Paradise is now open. Listen, St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound. The dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. As a guarantee of the resurrection of your body from the grave and your body's immortality, the Lord Jesus gives you his death-defeating and hell-vanquishing body and blood in the sacrament with his promises. He will not abandon you to the grave, and he refuses to send you to hell. If you go to hell, it will be only over his dead body. He doesn't want that. Listen to what Jesus says in John 6. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. The Lord's Supper then is indeed the medicine of immortality. It is the antidote that we should not die, but live forever in Christ Jesus. What joy there is in that. Stanzas 5 and 6. Triumph and Easter joy. Why? I'll tell you why. Because the Lamb of God, Jesus, is risen from the dead. And he, I tell you the truth, he has left all your sins in the black hole of his grave and death. So your sins are forgiven. Yes, they are. All of them. Jesus left none of your sin out of his dying. When it comes to forgiving sin, Jesus does not discriminate. His death is big enough for them all. And where there's forgiveness of sins, there is life and salvation. So now in this life, the Lord Jesus has good use for you. Do you know that? If you don't, listen. He has good use for you. Set free now from your curved in on yourself sin by Passover Lamb Jesus, you are now free to live for other people, to be content, to be his creatures that he created and redeemed. You are his hands and mouth now, to be his instruments of love to those in need. You are to be little Christs in the world, his instruments for good. Who in the world then needs your love? Does God? No. So who needs your love? Well, look around you. There's loads of folks, your spouse, your children, your grandchildren, maybe your next door neighbor, your fellow church members. Maybe it's a cup of cold water or a loaf of freshly baked bread. Maybe it's a new pair of tennis shoes or a new pair of Levi's. Perhaps it's a goodnight kiss with the words, "I love you, honey." Paying the bills, cooking supper, doing the laundry, doing your homework. Coming to church on a regular basis to, now listen carefully, I said coming to church on a regular basis to, and I don't know if you know this or not, to edify and build up your fellow believers. Listening to the sermon, singing the hymns. I'm getting old, and one of these days, don't be surprised, I may pull it off. You men who don't sing, one of these days, I warn you, I'm going to come down, I'm going to put the hymnal in your hand, and I'm going to say, "Sing!" You're warned. Praying for those in authority, praying and helping the poor, the sick, and those serving in the military, etc. Such love, brothers and sisters, is not for yourself. It is for others. Because Christ loved you by dying for you on the cross, and he shows his love for you again at the sacrament. And what a love it is. His body that he gave into death for you. His blood that he shed on the cross for you. And by that Calvary death, we live. By faith in Christ, and then in love for those who need our love. Because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Stanzas 7 and 8.